KX and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane.
Imagine finding you on the radio.
Haven't been on here much because of the trouble I'm having.
Breaking up on the receive. More space in my words, would it help out? Maybe I can skip the breaking up.
It won't help because when it does it just goes out pretty much completely.
That's interesting. I can't help you on that issue. I don't know what's going on. But thanks for swinging by. I'm glad you got to meet Beth.
No problem. I was glad to do it. It was nice to meet Beth for put a face with the name.
Me too. She's got a pretty nice face.
You like her face?
I come to every night, so I'm very happy with her. Anyway, she's a good woman. I've been with her for... goodness, 33 years. Been married for 32.
That is a long time. We're, wife and I have been married 26, be 27 this coming March.
Not far behind.
I've got a good one myself. To make it that long, putting up with me, that's a long time. We've been together 30 years. We dated for 3 years prior to getting married.
That's awesome. I like to hear those long numbers like that.
More amazing, all the friends I ran around in high school with, we all got married within 6 months of each other. We're all still married to the same women.
That kind of shows the quality of your friends there, so that can be a good thing.
Something you see much of anymore, marriages lasting that long.
And I know it's not always the person's fault, but it takes work on both sides. More probably on her side than mine.
It was just putting up with us.
True, but, you know, she might be listening back there.
Does she have a radio in the car?
I got my little handheld. She doesn't have a radio in her car. I don't drive it. I do when we go on trips, we'll take it, but she's not interested in ham radio, so I don't know why I can't get her to do it.
Is watching the video that Gary's putting up right now to see about getting her technician's license, so I'm helping her study with that.
Congratulations. I hope she hope to hear her on the radio soon.
She gets on there, but that could be a blessing and it could be a curse.
Not for a while now. I've never heard you say anything that I don't think she would. You wouldn't want her to hear.
She'll tell you that I'm not going to tell you anything that I wouldn't say to her face. She knows.
Today, was it profitable?
It was a profitable day, but I don't know, man. I just people are just. I don't know if they're just on edge with everything going on or what, but they're just getting more and more difficult to deal with.
It's getting ready to be more profitable for Patrick, KB4 CPA.
Good. Dave, I am St. Mark and Wade Hampton. I'm heading that way.
I'm on Rutherford Road. Get ready to turn on the Wade Hampton.
I too, Patrick.
One more time, Shane. I broke up there.
Tell him some tools as well.
Can't get on a tool truck without buying something, right? The combination's on the bottom of the receipt to open the door to get out.
Get on.
Tell that truck I may never get off.
Since you've been on one, Dave, now.
Hey, 8, 9, 10, probably about 10 years.
Not a whole lot's changed, but a little bit has.
Found their tool trucks now, Dave.
I remember when the tool trucks used to pull in, they would use the dealership's Wi-Fi to get get online.
Sure, I don't do. I won't put my computer on anybody else's Wi-Fi at all. Too much personal information on it.
Understand that.
Dave, I'm just pulled in the parking lot.
Be there in a couple of minutes. If I make it through this traffic light here, where you veer off to go to Taylor's, then I'll be there in about 2 minutes.
The Greer and Taylor's traffic, I don't want to deal with that.
It ain't that bad. I deal with it every Wednesday afternoon and all day Thursday.
It's not so bad out there.
Edmonton's a lot of fun.
In Edwards Forest as a teenager, used to go up and down to Wade Hampton all the time, and Greer was the place you went to go to the DMV because nobody was there.
To go now. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's as bad as any other DMV. Well, I have arrived, so I'm going to jump out of here and talk to you later. KP4CPA.
You have a safe trip home to the house, and maybe I'll catch you later. Good to meet your wife today, and tell her it was a pleasure. KO4HKX, and I'll be quick. 73.
Good day, and thanks for stopping by. N4ZLK.
4DJW Mobile.
Dave,
N4ZLK. How are you doing?
Escape Greer.
Oh, today, that's unusual.
My wife and I came out here to pick up my truck out at the shop. I'm actually now back on State Park Road, headed back to Travis Rest area.
That's why the comment about not like or giving away Greer traffic, huh?
We were at the angles there and got out on 290, and I mean, all the way, 85, 14 Greer. I mean, it's worse than what I do for a living.
I have to sit at Wade Hampton when I'm getting ready to pull out, even if there's no red light or anything, you still got to sit because there's just waves and waves and waves of traffic. It's kind of like being at the beach. The waves just keep on coming.
I don't know if you heard the whole thing, but I lived in Edwards Forest there in Taylor's off Edwards Mill Road, and we would go to Greer to go to the DMV because no one would be there.
When Greer was really tiny, back in the 70s, I lived over on the other side of Eastley Road from Edwards Road. It'd just go up Wade Hampton a little bit and then go down Eastley Road. Back in that area was Avon Park and Sheffield Forest.
You're with it. Those are the good old days. I was there in the 80s, so I'm a little bit younger than you, Dave. I won't say how much.
Good old days, but I still wouldn't want to go back to them. But those were good old days. I didn't mind them.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad I grew up when I did. All right, let me let you go. We've got to make a stop here, but good to hear you. W4DJW, N4ZLK.
All right, have a good one. I'm about to pull in the driveway, so that's a good timing. W4DJW, clear.